Join computer audio. Hi.
That must be Holly.
Yeah.
Hi, Holly.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hi, Holly.
How are you?
Okay, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Bye.
Good.
Tired. I've been up since 4 this morning and I'm a little tired. I had to drive, my son was visiting and I had to drive him down to the bus station in Portland and his bus left.
Oh, wow.
In the morning.
Oh, geez, boy.
Other than that, we're good.
And my sister had to drive my nephew. She had to go to Champaign, Illinois to take him to an airport. And she couldn't get her usual pet sitters to sit, so I stayed at her place last another town. And her dog, is, besides being elderly, the dog is manic. And, you know, a nice dog, and then 2 semi-feral cats, and then she feeds raccoons out back, so you have to make sure when the dog goes out, the raccoons aren't there. And so I'm getting dog allergy, and then we had 2 conference calls, you know, the Coordinated Campaign Committee webinar and the PCFC. So during that, the raccoons show up, and the dog bursts, you know, people hear this rack in the background, what the hell is going on?
Oh, my
Your
God.
Your sister sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When there was a drought, she just kept water out and back. And we had deer, and you could see all these other animals, and all the birds, all the deer, all the foxes and stuff. So
she's like Dr. Doolittle.
She is, and she's mean to people. She's
oh,
no.
Great.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering if we should just go ahead and get started.
Sure.
Okay. Now, who else is here? I'm just curious because I see Dee, myself, Patricia, and then there's another person.
Monica and Sue.
Oh, yeah. Sue is okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Monica is on the phone and she's got herself muted because she has a baby.
Okay. So.
Yeah. Story of our lives, right?
Right.
So, well, thanks everybody for being here. So I guess there was only one agenda item. Is that right, Trish?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was the Women's Month, March, and I guess developing a plan for what we're going to do. And I saw that you put out something, Holly, from David Doonan.
Yeah, he, anything we want to do, he's always been really helpful. If you have statements or somebody like Joey Davis just did a selfie video,
I remember that.
Yeah. And I know anything you want to do, he'll make sure it gets put up on gp.org, and he set up a page for us if we want to do that. So he's really good about that. So it would be nice, we can, you know, not mandatory, but if people want to take advantage of it, you know, that's great. And it doesn't have to be a long written article. I know sometimes Claudia Elquist would come up with something really, you know, like a couple pages and stuff, but it can be just a statement on, you know, I know you did too, didn't you, Di?
I think, let's see, what did I do? Oh yeah, I did something. I don't remember. I'm not sure if it was on Women's Month, but it was on something else.
I want to say it was on, like, Black Lives Matter or something.
No. Oh, I forget. I'd have to look back. But anyway, it was something. Yeah.
Anyway, they're not hard to do, and media has people that can help, too, if if somebody is interested, but they're not quite sure, but they want to say something, so that would be nice.
Maybe we should announce this to the larger group to see if anybody, or do we want to just keep it to this group?
I think to the larger group, personally.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I just want to make sure. Okay, so announce to larger group to either write articles or create a video.
And where would we ask people to send those?
They could send them to YouTube, or they could send them to Women's Caucus at gp.org.
Okay.
And you should get them, or I'll pass them to YouTube. You can pass them on to the course, and then to David Doonan. I wouldn't send them directly. I think we ought to pass them through just in case there's something that's really bizarre. Yeah. I don't think they're
okay. Okay. And then I know we talked about our spokespersons possibly working with the media committee to do something too. I don't know if that's gone anywhere or.
Monica, is anybody doing anything with that?
I was waiting on a response if someone could tell me somewhere where I can get information at on the Green Party women that actively done things, other than somebody just said a whole bunch of things about them in the post. I don't know them personally. I haven't been with the Green Party long enough to know any of them personally, but I would like a spot where I can go and research them and do it myself.
You know, maybe you could be put in touch with, well, actually, so right now the media committee is kind of in flux since Scott McLarty had stepped down. Ann Link had done really a great job as chair. And right now, as you know, they're kind of, as I guess, Monica, because you and Darlene are on that group too now, so you can see that they're trying to come up with a chair or two chairs. So, you know, Anne is in this group, and she has been very helpful. So maybe, you know, you can all consult with her, and she can give you some advice, or just, you know, say here's an idea, or here's what you might do, and then see if that.
That'd be great. I think Anne's been kind of busy. She hasn't responded yet, but I'll wait. I'll get it done.
Okay, that sounds great.
Thank you.
Well, and there's a thread that we were kind of going back and forth on before that, and Jennifer had a statement. So, and Anne said that the media committee could send a statement to the national distribution list.
Yeah.
The only thought that I had was just to ask our members to send in their favorite quotes from women, and we could post those on Facebook, you know, as they came in, maybe something new every day. And it would just, it's not that exciting, but it's a way to get people involved.
I think that sounds like fun.
That sound like a reasonable idea?
Yeah, I think that sounds great. So we could, when we put out the email, we could put a list of things that they can do. So one would be a statement or video to send to the email that Holly suggested. And then another one would be to send in their favorite quotes to post on Facebook.
Just seems like a pretty easy way for somebody to get involved in a first step, and then maybe the next time they might be willing to go a little bit further and do a video or something.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so those two options would be really good, I think.
Yeah.
What about funny stories about women, or something fun, you know, jokes about women.
I do. I like it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's good. The only other thing I was thinking about was the ERA. If there's anything that we could if suggest that states that haven't ratified that yet, maybe we would like women to get involved in contacting their legislators or something. Are people interested in the ERA anymore, or is that kind of gone by the wayside?
It's in our platform.
Yeah.
And Maine's already ratified it, so we can't really do anything here, but there's plenty of states that aren't.
Of course, all of us are glued to their TVs on Wednesday for the Michael Cohen hearing.
Oh, sorry, folks. I'm trying to clean up my computer before I go, so...
So I'm looking at the International Women's Day site, and their theme this year is Balance for Better. Their campaign theme is Balance for Better. Better the balance, better the world.
I assume that means more women, more...
I'm trying to see if there's a bigger explanation, or, you know, bigger. Let's see, here it is. The future is exciting. Let's build a gender-balanced world. Everyone has a part to play all the time, everywhere. Grassroots activism to worldwide action. We are entering an exciting period of history where the world accepts balance. So I'm just pointing this out as to what the, you know, international theme is, and you know, we don't have to. Anyway.
Well, we could share that too with the group, just the link, and suggest that people go ahead and see what's going on.
Okay. All right. Any other ideas?
I think actually if things start going forward with this as is, that might, you know, it sounds not like a great deal, but it'll be plenty. You know, anything we come out with, I think will be nice, and anything fun, and any suggestions, anything like that, I think would be.
Yeah, and I'm thinking if there's people in the Women's Caucus who are engaging in women's activities,
yeah,
that maybe they could share those on the Facebook page.
Yeah,
good idea.
So where would we ask people to send things for the Facebook?
Probably to the same, do we want to send it to the, maybe not the list, I don't know. Maybe the list or the email, I don't know.
What about you and, you and Jennifer do that, right?
The Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, Starlene is the administrator, and Darlene, Jennifer, and I are editors.
Oh, okay. Can people just send stuff to that? Could they send it to you, or can they say, I know when they send things to Facebook, then you've got to actually, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's not like a group.
Yeah, where, yeah. Yeah.
So on the page, I think there's a place for discussion.
Yeah.
But it doesn't show up like on the, in the main.
That's right, right.
Maybe ask people to send things to you and Jennifer, and you can make sure that they get posted.
Yeah, Jennifer's really, really busy right now, so I'm not sure. She's taking a while to answer emails just because of. I know she's working like 10-hour days and working on the women's caucus or women's the lobbying days.
Right. Send things to me, and I can forward them to you.
Well, you know, but I'm not doing them to the list. They could send a list, or they could send it to womenscaucus@gp.org.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do that, you'll definitely get it. Now, are you guys getting those mails? You'll know because each day you'll get David Doonan's web update.
I'm not getting them.
Okay, I'll write him again. I wrote him before, but I'll write him again and make sure that he forwards to you as well.
Okay.
I tried to get in there, but there's no, I'm not sure where it's connected. There's no cPanel that I'm used to go and add people, but he'll do it. Sometimes you have to remind him a couple times, but he's
okay. Yeah.
Very good. I mean, he's super busy, but
yeah.
That way you'll get that if you don't mind getting those things and you're in you know.
No, I'd be interested.
Wait, hang on a minute. You know what? I don't get that. Oh, yes, I do. Okay, never mind. Yeah, okay, so erase what I said. I will go ahead and contact him.
Okay. Maybe it would be better if we just use one email address to send things to, so people don't have to wonder now, which do I send this to, this email or this to this email?
Yeah, Women's Caucus, just Women's Caucus, all one word, at gp.org is easy to remember.
Okay. That sounds good. I think this is a good good thing to, good list of things to send people.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, good. We're more organized than we thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I guess I'll put these things together and get them sent out. Hello?
Mystery.
It is. I don't know who.
Hello,
it is.
Jennifer.
Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, good, good. I just got back from work.
Oh, good.
I was trying to get on with the other way, but I have a Linux, so I don't know if the Zoom's going to work. I don't know. I'm trying, but
yeah, I've tried.
I'll just call.
I've tried Zoom on Linux, and I can't remember if it worked or not.
Yeah, well, it did have Ubuntu, which is what I use, but by the time I downloaded everything, so I'm just calling. So anyway, sorry for being late.
Yeah, so we just finished talking about some actions that we're going to take for Women's Month, and just to recap, we're going to encourage people to either write a statement or create a selfie video with a statement and send it to womenscaucus@gp.org so we can get it to David Doonan to put up on the site for March 8th. Oh, and I'll be formulating any email with all of this. Spokespersons are, Monica is going to work on a statement. And then we're going to ask the caucus to send their favorite quotes from women to the Women's Caucus email address so we can put them on Facebook, maybe like one each day or something, and maybe some funny stories about women or jokes. And I don't know where we got with the ERA. Did we do anything with that? Or
I guess probably we'll save that for another day.
Okay. All right.
We still need it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And we'll bring it up at the lobby.
Okay. And then share International Women's Day events that people are involved in so we can get those posted. And then, was that it? I think that was it, right? Oh, and then I'm going to share the Women's Day link, International Women's Day link, so people can just look and see what... you know, what's happening internationally. So anyway, so I think decided that was a good list of things for people to do, and they could choose. So other than that, we didn't have anything else on our agenda.
Okay. This is Holly. I have one question I'd like to just bring up. Coming up with the ANM, the national meeting and the retreat, I don't know if further talks or plans have been made, but something that I know in the past we just planned that we would have a meeting basically, and whoever showed up, you know, we just, you know, if we had the last time we highlighted women candidates and had a photo and I made sure they got in our list of people for the coordinating campaign committee to contact, that kind of thing.
And then we didn't, there wasn't, what did we do? I guess we just trying to highlight women in running for office last time. In other meetings, it's just, there's that list of points in our bylaws, and supposedly we can go through and talk about which ones we want to prioritize. We can do that online too, but might be good to just think about something we might want to do at the meeting. And I'm also thinking about the retreat, if there's been any talk about what to do, if we want to resurrect the agenda that we had last time and go through it. I don't know, is there any news on the development of that? Or last I knew it was planned for Sunday afternoon, but that was all I...
So we have that as an agenda item for the A&M call coming up next week.
Oh, good. Okay.
And I have asked Tama to give me information about space for it, but she hasn't gotten back. She hasn't answered my question, basically.
Okay.
So then we're going to bring it up in the meeting and see if we can, okay, get
good,
some more information on that. So resurrect agenda from last year. Okay.
I mean, if people want to, but I thought it would be good, because I had mentioned to you, people who had kind of, who were the newer women who, weren't stressed out with the national committee stuff.
Right. So maybe it might be a good idea once we know what space we have,
yeah,
to ask for, a few people to form a subcommittee and work on the retreat.
I think that's a good idea.
And I know one of the things, regardless of what we do, is to somehow secure technology that is good for people to call in on.
So. I can respond to that somewhat, because
okay. We
used Zoom last time, and the reason it didn't work, and nobody likes to hear this, but it was okay. Now, I know sometimes people do have trouble connecting with any platform, mm-hmm, but Zoom really works reasonably well. What happened is we had one person who kept fussing around and had her computer next to mine and then said, oh, well, it's interfering. But she wouldn't leave. Another person was tapping away on her laptop near mine. There was a lot of radio frequency. So the next, I think Zoom is good, unless we find something else that works yet better. I've heard that BlueJeans is supposed to be the latest great thing, but we know Zoom has worked pretty well for these conferences. Make sure, we'll confiscate people's cell phones, laptops, or just say, put it away for the meeting.
Would there be a way to to project up on a screen and then make sure that everybody's muted until they need to talk? Or
that would be a good thing. I believe you can. I know that with Google Hangout, that was possible. It was easy to do.
But
that's something that we could do looking with, we check with David Dunan and also the A&M committee and see what's available. Because if we can project stuff, that would be good to have the videos up on the screen and people can see, they can see us and we can see them.
Right.
And I believe that whoever's hosting the Zoom meeting or whatever should be able to mute people.
Yeah. And then the other thing, the other piece of that is to be able, we'd have to either purchase an account with longer time or use someone else's Zoom who has a paid account, or
meetings back to back.
Yeah. Or just schedule consecutive meetings and everybody hang up and log in again. So, yeah,
we did that last time, and that works, but if there's a lot of people, it might be better to just get the paid account. Well, the rumor continues to be that the GPUS might get a paid account of something,
uh-huh,
and if you do, then we could reserve it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a piece that we'll just need to keep talking about and working on. So let me see what happens after the meeting on Thursday, and then let's put that, Trish, as an agenda item for the next call.
Okay.
If you don't mind. And
of course.
So, yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Jennifer Stack.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay, well, the next, I don't know if we're going to have a call between now and April 1st, but the lobby's going to start on April 1st.
March 12th.
Is there anyone, there is a March 12th. Okay, is there anyone on this call that's going to Washington?
I'm going for, I don't know how many days now. I got one other person from New York State, a woman
who
lives upstate, and she can go down, I think, for 2 days. So I want to talk to her and organize that. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, actually, New York's such a big state, you could use four people, but what you would do in that case is target the ones you really want to talk to. Like, there's some that probably would just be, you know, it'd just be token visiting. You could go in their office and drop off something or, you know, whatever. But look for the ones you really think you could get some sort of action with and narrow it down to them. And, you know, both senators, try to see them. And, you know, depending on how many calls you can do. But, yeah, it's just, you know, we got to work it however we can and make the most of it. But, I mean, obviously there's going to be some that are going to be a little bit more progressive than others. So you might see how progressive Ocasio is, Cortez, you know, AOC. Right. And, you know, that's what you want to shoot for, someone like that. So,
yeah,
I think there's another New York. Yeah, go ahead.
I've asked the New York listserv and my county listserv, and not very many people want to go down to Washington. I'm not sure why. This is new for me.
I'm not either. Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting to go to, and, you know, but I mean, I understand people with job constraints or financial, but, you know, if people are going to take a vacation, why not go with the Greens and make something happen, you know? But,
right.
And it's, you know, it's just neat to see it. There's so many free museums and so on. So
yeah, it's a neat place.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that at this point, we got our event. We got Howie Hawkins and Craig Holman are speaking. Of course, you know Howie Hawkins. Craig Holman is from the Public Citizen, and he's their campaign finance person. And so we'll get more information about them because he's got a really good bio. He's he told me that he wrote a lot of HR 1. I said, well, I hope you wrote the good parts. I was talking to him about the thing with the kicked up from 5,000 to 25,000. I don't think he wrote that part, but I'm sure that was some Democratic operative that did that because he's really, you know, they're supposed to be kind of like an NGO, so not really in party. But I met Ilhan Omar last Saturday. I'm trying to get her. I would love to get a woman, but otherwise we're going to get people from different NGOs probably to speak. And then the next night, do you all know Lee Camp from Redacted? Redacted Tonight. Jill Stein had him on as her shadow cabinet back in the 2012. Anyway, he's really a good, great comedian. But you can get, you know, you can get it on RTTV and you can get it online. And anyway, Lee Camp's invited us to a screening of his. He does a show on Thursday night. So, you know, I guess the key time to try to be there would be Wednesday and Thursday, but whatever day you can make, you know. But Wednesday, we'd like to get that group picture on the steps of the Supreme Court building, so that's a pretty important day, and the event then, and if you're interested in going to Lee Camp, it's free, but he invited me, and he says, we can go out drinks after, if anyone wants to do that, but, I mean, he's a lot of fun, you should check him out online. Yes.
So, sorry, I just got a notice that there's 10 minutes left, and I have
okay.
to log
yeah,
off.
Yeah, that's really all I got to say, I just wanted to double check to see who was all going.
Yeah,
on this call, so that's all right. No worries.
I know Violet is saying she was planning
to
go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I done said sack six times, so I'm making sure.
Okay. Yeah, Violet's going. I know Violet's going.
Go ahead, Monica, and I have to go. So, Trish, can you continue facilitating until it times out?
Yep.
I'm gonna leave my computer on.
Thanks for all your help, Dee, with the website.
Thank you.
Sure. Bye.
Bye.
I'm just saying, Zach, to let you know, I'm gonna get off the phone as well. I have to go, and I just wanted you to know.
All right.
Good night, lady.
Good luck with your event.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was interesting.
All right. Does anybody have anything else then?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yep. I think we're all set.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should definitely do, we should definitely go over what that list, though, and try to get something organized for that, because otherwise it was just a time of, like, letting out letting out steam. But, yeah, but it would be cool to get some action on that.
Very good.
Over.
All right. Well, thank you all for calling in, and we will talk again on the 12th. And in the meantime, okay. He's going to send out all the information that we talked about today, and I think we're good.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Nate.
Good weekend. Good weekend.
Mm-hmm.